Okay, there's a couple more includes about Kavis. So the one title, if you have a, let's say, can you have a Kavis as a Bissel, or can you have a Bissel as a Kavis? For example, you put something and which was together, and the tray was Bottle of Shishim. You have a tray of fist, and whatever it is, it's Bottle of Shishim. Afterwards, you make it less than Shishim, and now sit there for another 24 hours. So the question is there a Kavis after Bissel? You already had a Bissel. The two items were cooked together. Now you want to be Kavis together. Is going to be covered after Bissel.
All the things would be clean
and everything else. Bissel is a big machlokes, like this, and in Beis Zayin, there's no Bissel HaBissel by Bas Lachal, so yes, and not. I got to the Shulman Kavav, the Kavav is being down. What?
People say that there is
Bissel HaBissel. Bas Lachal, that's what I remember, but I call it Kavav HaBissel, you cook it twice. Kavav, Sif Katan Beis, it should have said that first three, which brings down, who then covers in this possible if we can see how defined with Shishim, then it cool down, and now there's no Shishim. He says it's going to be Osir. The Loi Krav Echer, Shot Loi Mosh, and Moshe Rabbi Yosef. I get Krisha. One, someone went to Tanya, once you have a Bissel, the Thorabi, once it's cooked together, the Krisha's not going to do anything more. Krisha's much less than Bissel. But the Bissel is not true. Even though it's cooked together, you put Krisha after Bissel, and it would add more profit, and now that's what the Shishim is going to be off. What about the other way around? If you have a Krisha, Kuvavdez. Kuvavdez and Let's do the other way around. You have a Krisha, and then you cover the things together, and now you want to cook it. The question is, cover both the colors together, and now you want to cook it. So the question is that now turned into Deraisa? Krisha both the colors, not that official, therefore it's not going to be into Deraisa. If I go now and cook it, will it turn into Deraisa or not? The Zion said, he says that a chetichas is kapsa b'chalvot l'vata can have it the kavish from the rabbanon. That's why it's the best of the right side. Kedegan Pei Zion said that you have something with kavish from the rabbanon, and then now you go cook it, and now it's going to be a sedai, so it's similar to a kedeg over here. In other words, even though it's kavish together, it's not fully about it, if you had an abyssal, now it's going to be the right side, and it'll be the right side. Yeah, even though it's like a bissel, but covers only their body. Now you do bissel, it's going to be right, so there's going to be also. Gabriel asked me if you have fish in the water. You have treated fish in the ocean. What? Okay, she's not here. So, so Gabriel mentioned that if you have fish in the water, is there going to be a creature or not? The only reason why you're allowed to eat fish from the ocean because it's bottled. You know, there are a lot of fishes tied with my choice, some of the kosher. There's usually only ladies who could bottle the shishin or bottle whatever it is in the water. But this is true in Kof, Salad, since I think I'm moving down, that he really he's going to Mahala for Chai is Napoleon. He says, since that Chai is Napoleon, that's the reason why it's not going to be eating your fish. The reason why it's not going to be eating your fish, he says, because Chai is Napoleon. Napoleon, not Pilot. Not saying, Chai is Napoleon, Chai is Napoleon. This is when it's alive. Yeah, when it's dead, it's it's much more of a issue.
I give it a coffee shop.
Yeah. Yeah, get coffee. Yeah, it's not good. That he wants to adjust it. I'm just remembering now, so I can do it. On the dead fish, you have to say whatever. The other side, maybe on the water. Do you think the cousin in the water? Maybe you have to know whether it's that called. Okay. It might be telling the Ray that when a Masu gets a shame, the Chali gets shame. No, because anyhow, we want the shishim. When it's dead, he says, what's the shishim? When it's alive, we're saying something. Now, there's always a talk when I can't fill it up again. I won't show it to you about it. When in the tankers, the question is, because a lot of times they put the dead fish, they mix them together in the same water, and it's just a four. Okay, let me see what happens. Probably. But fine. Now, there's a quickly two things that I'm going to hit because I'm safer. Let's go on. Let's talk about a little bit about Yontif. I'll cover it related to Yontif. How it relates to Sukkot, how it relates to Pesach. Let's start with Sukkot. Quickly two things down.
Esrig is a karalacha. Esrig, which is mavushal, is kasal esrig. Esrig, which is kavish, is kasal the esrig. That's what we spoke about the last time. This is bad. They could put it in fear, be right away. Other times, be 24 hours. Claim it's bad. Oh, fear about it. But kabbana esrig, which is kavish, is going to be a problem. The question is, what about the sharmi? We're just going to get in two situations. Some people buy close sets of adasim, fine, whatever. They buy the dagel, they buy adasim. Other people buy by adasim, they go buy, especially people more machmir, so they're brisket, they come in and they want to pick their own sets, but you haven't noticed that adasim is sitting in a container of water. Now, that container of water could be sitting there for, say, a long time. Okay, maybe it's going in and out. Okay, it's going in and out a lot of times. Okay, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Okay, it's not 25 hours. Okay, it could be. Oh, it's a negative situation that people wrap up their aberminum with their very, very wet damp towel. So it could be a sit there 24 hours. So, just one second. Every 24 hours, and maybe that'll be a saddle. So that's good. So the Chassam Sefer says that the din of Kazakh Kazakh Kambosh was Rav Dafka only by the din asterisk in the word Gemara, who is in called aluminum. The Kazakh Kambosh could apply. The Chassam Sefer says on Shabbos we have a terrible problem. What do? We put it down in the water, otherwise they're going to dry out. Shabbos, what they do is, they ask a guy in the middle of Shabbos to take out the aluminum for a little bit and put it back in order to break up your kovish, in order to recover the kovish, because if it comes to the whistle, not only is it going to be ethics, it's going to be all aluminum, which is trying to fit us. What?
Muksa,
one, two, hachana, three, I think hachana may be outside, but whatever. Hachabanam. So, if you take it out, you guys, that's what you did. Now, so this is the whole tomo. Basically, Shuvah, Zayans of cutting your test, come to the money, Pesach Shuvah, Pesach Zayans test, brought down this Chassam Sefer, Pesach Zayans test, whatever I'm talking about, we'll look it up. Is that what I mean? Let me know. We're not going to run to the Michael, we don't find anywhere pay buying the test. We don't find that coverage conversal to the pile. We only apply the double Michael, not by Luminesti. Why is it going to click it like this? Because it's probably like this, that the point of coverage that coverage conversal that does something to Esther side is that you cooked it, so now Esther is a mini de Michael. So now that you cook this fruit, it changes it, and now it doesn't have, it's a change, it's a shini, whatever the fuck is possible. The second rule of an adaptive love is don't have any taste, they're just trees, and they're just branches, so the fact that it's cooked, what's the difference? Who cares that it's cooked? What's the change? A food, time gets changed like they, fish also doesn't have any time, I don't know, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, maybe we get the time of water, but there's no nafkamina, no ramifications of the fact that it was cooked, because it's not something which is not a Michael bigger thing, only things you don't need to Michael. Of really say that kavish makes a difference. Like Kachuva, I think the Kachuva says, Rachman is the Michael. Yeah. The Kachuva says, Me'om HaShemanu Mishamachim is that. Kachuva, I think, Kazayin over in Kafei. Me'om HaShemanu Mishamachim is that. It's Shemanu Shkadish. Now, if you look in the Torah and Tavish and Chas, there is a Beit Yosef, there's a number of old man, which seems to say there is kavish commercial book called Da'al Minim, that there is a Beit Yosef, which seems to say the thing, or Da'al is a cancer of a kavish commercial. So I go to Torah, they bring down something to say to Tay Safer in the Beit Yosef, for Shamban, and Shamban, for Tay Safer, not Tay Safer, but like upon him, there seems to be Kenzan, there's Shamban, which says it. Now, Chuk Ksav Safer, some Kuchav days, he's in the ash of his father a little bit, and, you know, bring it right as there is, there isn't, but he says at the end of the figure that even if you want to be Choshish, the Hizbich Ksav Safer, that will be covered from Rosh Hashanah, the doctor accepts safer, it's only in a situation where the machlek, the Rama brings down machlek. If you have something half in the water, half out of the water. If it doesn't cover the commercial or not. First, it holds that it's mefafeya of the milo, that if you have something half in, half out, and the amount goes all the way up, then it's going to make it all covers. And the second, it holds that only what's inside the water covers commercial, and what's outside the water is no din of. Now the shita, which is says is a kula, for example, let's say you have shishim together with the chaticha, chaticha is half and half out. Clear. If the chaticha be half and half out, if you would have shishim, if the piece, whatever, you have some type of shishim with the piece the top and the bottom together, you'd have some type of shishim or some type of vittel. So according to the first sheet, you're based on the starfish, it's all part of the cooking pots. And saying, on the second sheet, you're not based on the starfish. And the second sheet, you're not based on the that whatever is chutzis tzir, there's no din of kavas kavushal on, and therefore we're going to make it. Like that sefer, even when we machmir, it's not sefer, but only the part which is in the water. If you have the lulav, right, the bottom of the lulav is in the water, and the rest of it's not, so only, if you still have a shear besides that, that's sefer. Maybe the bottom part can't possible, but the top part is going to be kosher, and therefore it says that even for chutzis tzir, only the part which has a kavush to it is going to be a problem, and the part which doesn't have a kavush to it, it's not going to be a problem, therefore it's going to be okay. Which is a little bit interesting.
About, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit interesting because, like, you just have to know. Yeah. Ethic or so, yeah, ethic, what?
Did you make one by asking you make one by ethic too? Did you make one by Shamina?
Yeah.
In Kofi, the part that's cooked, like the outside, is also.
Yeah.
So who is it by ethic also is Machmir? Shamina is
Minkle? No. No, we're saying we're maker by us. That was nominal water is okay. Therefore, the Kitab Sefer says, even when the Christian, my father Shita, the Kavan school is a problem, but only the power which is in the water, if they have a shield amount, it's going to be kosher. Therefore, the most people put in is they put in the bottom, and the top is always going to be kosher. Then the top is going to be kosher. Yes, that's a little bit interesting. I was going to say, that's a little bit interesting, the power you're holding, which is possible, how that works, is the base that is kosher, so that's definitely a point. And, what is that? And Charmaine, yeah, that is so that.
That's
the not the bucket today. I'm saying it's a sack. Fine, I'll combine them to that. Now, look at.
Why couldn't you put a lulav left in the water? Why
didn't
you
put
it in the water?
No, that's like the same thing. Even if it. Oh, I don't know what they were doing. What were they doing?
Was
like, not clear. Maybe we want a lot of water. I'm saying, Pesach. So Pesach, by mar, they buy lettuce and the mar has tons of bugs in it, so they soak it in chaymis in order to get rid of the bugs from the water. So basically, on the Badat, they had rules that basically you buy the bar, the lettuce, you have to soak it in chaymus. So the vinegar kills the bugs.
Clean the bugs
very well. So you soak it in the rules of Badat was you soak it in vinegar in order to kill the bugs, otherwise it may just last for long. So Shad Mechitz was like, what? Zayim Maman Aleph. They asked, we saw the Mechitz is covered with chaymus, and if it's Kedeshin, Ariyatiyach, cook the whole thing. Less than that, we have to get a klipa. They have them with a zitzkot, that if they put in the chaymetz for 2 minutes, that's something to shirk de shatiyah, that's not a very klipa. Your lettuce is very thin, so being your lettuce is very thin, it's all not going to go, it's going to go to the klipa. So you just were kavish your marah, and we saw by marah, which is kavish, is a problem. Marah, which is kavish, is a problem. So what's the fact that the dot is telling everyone to be kavish their marah? The chayra goes to the klipa. Pachas mikasher goes to the klipa. It's going to the klipa and mara. The whole thing is the klipa. So it will come out. You cover your mara and it's your pachol. Pachas mikasher is that it's after the klipa. We say because it has a din of whatever. I guess when it's chaymis and tzir, it gets a din. No.
It
gets in kavish. So even pachas mikasher. Why is it coming liach?
It's less than the shear.
What do you say? That's why it has a quicker. No, that's why it has a quicker coverage thing. Since the thing is moluach, since it's the power. Since it's
Kisha. Where does it come from? Where does the
sheer
come from? We know from
the Gemara. Right, that's what he's trying to get from. But he's saying that something. The two shazakas. You have to know. You have to know the chavis is talking to get shalas to get klipa. Is he going on chumis and tzir, or is he going on tzir? So the passage is looking at base is going Benchem's Bainsir. I'm talking to the Klippa, and then it's going Benchem's Bainsir, it's going on both. If you look at the Goyin over here in Yud, the Goyin says, Pachis, what's on the Jim Malikh, it's the Echisli, the Lam, the Echisli, Bainsach, Elok, Klippa. Ziv Bad, the Avadat Shechma, the Lord Kelly Esther. It's going on Sir, who Mash Nathu in the Yad. So he wants to say, the Goyin wants to say that it's only going on Sir, of flea, that's a common problem, and it's not coming from the din of chaymit. If it's the din of reseach and chaymit, you're really right. If we're saying the lumdus is the daf maliach, then you're right. And then it's going to be daf katsir, because the malicha, I'm going with chaymit. going into stomach power. It's not out to Maliach. So the grain says the chavis is only going on three and it's not going on chavis.
What's the chavis is?
It won't ask less than get kibbutz.
Probably
the shiri chavis would still apply. Shiri is out there, but it does apply. That would be called in the shach. But the machlo, the dinikli klipa is only dinim Maliach. It's not a dinim chavis, and therefore it's not going to be asked. Right, and it doesn't apply to chavis. So chavis doesn't happen anyhow. So it's not kibbutz. Chavis didn't kibbutz that. Then playing the shack. They say it's only by Tzir, not by Chaimah. So the Pasha argue on the Mechaber, not the Magvon Mechaber. They're going to be Magvon Mechaber. Mechaber, that's the Chaimah means. That's because it says it's very fair. So then you have to call it from the Chaimah, that's the nice decision maker. The second meaning you have to handle is whether Kavish Kamavoso Kavish Kamavoso or Kavish is just Mavliyah. If Kavis is Kamavoso, then it's going to be a problem. If it's Mavliyah, I can't hang along. Because maybe Kavish is the problem by Mara. Agabon, he makes over there a second.
So what's the problem by the Mara?
It is not so ideal, Taka, that it is better people should not get the ones with the bugs. You should get the ones without the bugs. So the mice said, it is probably no different bugs over here, and it's not so positive. And get the bugs free. It is right that it's not, they should really put them in the high road, that's really not so better. What? I mean, how strong it is. A couple people asked that. We'll be allowed if you add water. Well, he said then it's not ideal. It's not ideal. You get the bug free one.
Why?
Because according to the Mechaber passage, that's the Kli Pah, and Kli Pah is going to be the problem. However, we have Tirufim, but it's not. Because it's always worse than Tirufim, Kilo. Like, Mechaber says it, but not, you know, you want to know how to do it. It's not like that. Right there. I'm saying, you can be Mekel, you have the Shach, you have the other Cheshbainis, I'm saying. But, you know, we like to do things like Achila. If I do it in Achila, there's no reason to buy the one, you know, buy the Bugs Free one. Like, why? Shach, the cabin, whatever. Yeah, that's awesome. Charging 6 times the price for things because they do everything else, Mahajan. So their clientele, you know, if they went to spend 14 times the amount of price for everything else, that it's not doing anything. Don't know. Make a dinner for now. Okay. A couple of people asked me about, we're thinking about the case of, what? Sure. Okay, I'm saying covers not sure. We had a couple of times that would happen. Your oil, if you sit there for 24 hours, then it gets bleus. Try that. No, because it took some of the oil, right? Then it's, somebody spilled it once. It's a good shower attack now. Get me from the bus and we'll be back on the thing. Somebody took the oil leftover, took some of the and after they poured it within the oven, sat there for 24 hours. The kid did it. Give me a question. The kid did it. Sat there for 24 hours. Now it took some of the frost, right? The question was, now what happened to the oven? The oven took some of the frost, right? I can't remember. Okay, anyhow. So a couple of people asked me, they want to know about we're discussing about if you add water. If you have a mixture, and it's 24 hours, and then you add some more water to it. Or 22 hours, you add more water to it. Does that mess up the kavash? Because you add more water to it. The case we spoke out when in the sink, right? When there was a piece of meat in the sink and the water was coming on the whole time. No, the sink was clogged up, right? The sink was clogged up, or the crack, all those cases. Discussing the water is messed up. So one thing is sure, Dr. Shubri mentioned Sofkatan Yud. Dr. Shubri said that the case of if you have water and meat sitting for 24 hours and you add it to it. So the Dr. Shubri said that it's cooked now, because if it's 24 hours, the way it's cooking, you put some milk in it, right away it's going to acid. So one thing we see for sure over there that adding something to it is obviously going to mess it up. And now that the milk is in the water, it's definitely going to not look okay.
Is it still cooking?
No, it's going to be exactly this much water. And also, you put 6 gallons of water in now. It all gets mixed in. There's going to be some point where you're going to say, now it's not cooking anymore. It's somehow, maybe. What?
If you have a frying pan, you add a little water. It's still going to be bubbling. If you have a ton of water, it's
right? Okay, you have to know where the cutoff point is exactly.
The first second they'll do something.
Maybe the first second you have to know. Yeah, you said the exact cutoff point exactly is hard to know, but definitely adding some water is not going to be problem with Zaki Tshuva. Definitely adding tons of water.
Why do you say
Zaki Tshuva?
Maybe the difference points of hours, 24 hours, 24 hours. Maybe the reason why it does something after 24 hours
because the radio is cooking, but maybe the water's not out.
Cools down.
Maybe it's right there. You're talking about Mitzvah, I'm saying. It depends how much water you add on. I mean, that's probably, it might be tons of. I don't know about it. Dr. Farnham, for that today, what are we handling about in Kavash Kumavashal? How much water do you need for Kavash Kumavashal? You know, they have a little bit of water. If they're in Kavash Kumavashal, they just have a little bit of water. We had a couple of times that people had dropped, a couple of drops sat in their pot for 24 hours. The seller sat there for 24 hours. What? A little some milk fell into, okay, 3 drops of milk fell into a pot, sat there for 24 hours. The milk didn't dry up, whatever it is, when it didn't dry up, is the kavash kumavashal now, being that sat there for 24 hours or not. So how much do you need in order to fit to the kavash kumavashal?
Outside
container in the fridge, a couple drops in the outside container, or it's a little bit in it. So the idea, who just says over here at the beginning, he just says that the only time you say kavash kumavashal is, he says, not mayim, there's no kavash kumavashal. It has to be a lot of water in order to make a kavash kumavashal. He says that if the chaticha is sitting in the water, it's totally soaked in water, it's sitting in the water, he said that's in kavash kumavashal. It's just a little bit of water, not mayim. There's no din of kavash kumavashal. As he says, it means like from bissel. The bissel also has to be a lot of water. If you just have a little bit of water, there is no din of kavash kumavashal when it's just a minute amount of water. So back to the case of the
boiling hot water is not kumavashal. If boiling hot water, your pot is not there.
Sleep probably it's not this show. I don't know if it's saying what do you mean? I don't know if I've seen it, but I've seen sleep. But not nine is not this enough. But, so it's a little bit of water is not going to get it in. This is a close thing.
Coverage.
The other sleep is also on Shabbos. You know, maybe in this show that it goes after school and goes all the way. He says the gather has to be surrounding it. The water, the chetich has to be surrounded by water, tons of water surrounded by water. Then we say coverage can move us. So it's not surrounded by water. It's just not mine. If it's a little bit of water, then it's not going to cover some of us.
Is that a measure of how they relate to how much water? You get a ton of water, but it's not surrounding it because it's kind of on the top touching it. It's not surrounding it. In the amount of water that there is, an amount of the way that it relates to the water.
Well, what's the example? You have a lot of water.
Water, but your piece is the
floating on
the
side.
It's sucking the top, and not all is immersed. So it's not floating. Surrounded by water.
Floating.
But it's floating in a way that it's not.
No, I think it's the amount of water. It's
not the
order. Only the bottom part is going to be after. It's not going to fail with my own. Only that part is going to be after. But in order to have a shame bishul, there has to be a lot of water. I'm thinking, my mind doesn't get it.
How would the bottom be after either? Even if it's coming in contact, it would be tough
water.
It's not submerged at all,
it's
all tough
water. Everything will mouth be with it. Basically, only the part, only maybe the bottom little part is cooking. I'm saying. But anyways, it's above it, which is not going to be a problem. So therefore, the case, back to the case of the pot, how should it be much? There's only a little bit of water, a couple of drops fall into the pot, 24 hours.
Let's give it a key
there.
It's
because when it's covered, something which is covered drags things in, right?
Inside
fall. Inside fall.
when it's cooking, it drags it in. That's what I was just going to say. I think if it's not dragging
it
in.
Well,
it's
in your fridge, it would be a problem.
If it's a little bit fell in, a couple drops fell in, that's the 75 hours. You had a couple kids like that.
And it's full already of liquid.
Yeah, then it's
gone. Do you have enough water to make that whole chatika, to drown that whole chatika, or the part that you want to cover? Like,
no.
How do you believe that?
It only gets a din abyssal is if there's a decent amount of liquid, and you can give it an abyssal. Otherwise, it doesn't get the same abyssal. Now, there's a 7 shiloh. How much it has to be, and how much it has to be. Yeah. That's
it. If you have sheer water, you need enough water to drown the chatika, right? If you use katika with a lot of water, it's not going to take all the part of it because there isn't enough water to drown the whole thing.
I use katika.
It's a huge katika.
No.
You can't take it one night because it's
not. No, it has to be a lot of water.
A lot of water for what? Surrounding the beginner of what? Surrounding what? Surrounding the amount you want to answer, if it would be an event.
Yeah, as opposed to having five little. We're talking about fuke, you have. We're talking about fuke, you have, let's say, you have in a pot, you have, let's say, not sure one on the bottom, let's say 10 drops. Put a piece of chicken on top of it for 24 hours. Did that chicken get cooked or not? Being that it's only my mayim. I understand. We don't do anything separately. In order to get a same bissel, it has to have an amount of water together to make a bissel.
And if it would be more water, enough to just cover the bottom of the chicken.
So I think that area would make a bissel, yeah.
Why is the whole bottom of the thing different than a chilik of the bottom? What, that's our purity thing. If there's enough water
to
just that section of the chicken,
it's enough water you need in order to make a kavish. Now, if you have a kavish, how much is kavish cooked? You only cook from the water.
So how much water do you need in
kavish? Exact amount, number. I can't tell you how many
drops.
He's just saying that ma'at mayim is not going to make a kavish. My shangri of having mayim is going to make a kavish. What do you say?
You said, I have a clear. He's not surrounded at all.
No, so it's just a part of that. It's not even the clear surrounding. Yaakov asked me that. By clear, you're not surrounded. Right? Yehuda Salatin has to be a lot of water. We just surrounded them, saying the kind of tissue thing, surrounded to the Ma'amayim. I think the Ika Nakuda, that's the Salatin. Surrounded to the Ma'amayim. I think the Ika of one of the Ma'amayim is not a part of the surrounding to the Ma'amayim. It's a part of that Ma'amayim can make a bishul. Like he's supposed to be the Tariq Allah, because Ma'amayim can make a bishul. So that's a by kli. Not that it's surrounded. By kli, the water is when you have water in the kli, even though maybe the water is not surrounding the kli, because that it could be is, if you have to have habi mayim, if you have habi mayim in the kli, then it's going to make a kavish. In order to make a cooking, you have to have a decent amount of water to make a kavish conversal. If there's not a decent amount of water, it's not going to be a kavish conversal.
Why
is
it
kli
pasua?
What?
Why is it kli pasua? It shouldn't extend out.
Hold on a second. By the Chachamim guy says, guy, when you have a kli, it only asks, like we said before, things don't go lamayla. If you have a kavish in the kli, right? You put milk into Kaylee, you fill up halfway. And then next time you cook something else. So where do you need your shishim or kalipa? What do you need shishim connected? You need shishim connected to fill it up, or you need shishim of the whole kli. So Chachadim, then Zayin Al says, you only need shishim connected to the part which you fill it up. Just like we said, that kalipa is not a fail of mala, but a chaticha, who didn't, the kli is not a fail of mala. And the only part which you need shishim connected is the part which you filled up, it's not going to go over mala, and only that part, and not on a different part. There's two more things I don't have to go into the cut, but just quickly two things that there's a shah by lach balach, what do you say, kavash. Fifth one, a kavash conversion is by lach liyavash. What is the lach by lach balach? There's two, that pretty much is the what? Lach balach, now, what?
It's
just going to be big. So this is shah by lach balach. Now, where the chun say the night, so there is no kavash by lach balach, yeah, usually, Gimel says that there's some zaman in Nun Hey Dalad, he's in Santa Casa, how many much of the Shnei Musasa Lafish. Nobody's talking about the Truma, tackling the Truma's often, but anyhow, it says that Truma, he's looking at something else, Lafish. So the Mobile Times took a Brera, Yishbera, Ain Brera, that you could be Mafish Truma, that if the Shabbos is going to be Mafish Truma, and let's say it's kind of thing that they're Truma. So the question is, why isn't the Truma not that covers? The Truma, the wine, my fray is coming truma. So if my fray is coming truma, all the rest of the wine which you didn't finish, and the wine, the truma is in the water for 25 hours, why won't it be out covers? What do you say? What time is it? So my fray is coming truma. What?
Fray
is truma. Okay, I'm in the comment. But my fray, I'm saying, okay, there you go. That's our galut kasha. So Zalman says that, you know, Kanzayim, there's no, by lach v'lach, could be there's no kavish, so there's lach v'lach.
It says kind of no covers. The Aruch Shulchan Tam Ravam Lav. It's another. Dam falls into chalav at the Shemitah too. That the dam. He says you wait. He says you wait, and the dam is going to go to the bottom. I think he says. Or it's not the other way. He says you can, if dam gets mixed in, you wait a little bit, and it's going to separate. The chalav and dam will separate, and if they separate, you just take it out. The Aruch Shulchan says it's after 24 hours. Then your problem covers going to rush. So the Shulchan is learning that there is a Kavish Kamal Vasa, even by Lach Malach, he's assuming that there would be a din of Kavish Kamal Vasa. Now, it's possible, Tam of Vav, Yom, it's not Vav.
Tam of Vav?
Yeah, talk about the Hashem to say that there's a covenant. Now, definitely based on what we said before, definitely based on what we said once upon a time. The way Bliyos work is different than by Yavish. By Lach is different than by Yavish, right? But Moshe said that by Lach is no such thing as a Lach in a Bliyos more than in itself. A Lach only gets mixed in, and a Lach does not get a Bliyos more than itself. And there's no concept of a lot of milk. That's why we said that the milk falls on outside your chalom pot, and you know, there's no shishim to make the milk, but you see the milk still exists, you just wipe it off, it's going to be much better. Okay, so the baby bomb challenge, it's good to have much of a fine, because there's no lach, the lach is not going to be any kavish. So you get the liquid out, it can't be better than bishr. So like what bishr we say, so do by lach, we say, so therefore it's kosher, that you can kosher by lach, the lach. Because by bishr, the much says, even by bishr, a lach, the lach, doesn't give up bliyos. It's not only good of itself. And if you get the lach out, according to Moshe, it's going to be more. You pour milk into your chunk, let it sit there for 20 minutes, and just scrape out all the milk, second Moshe is with the gummer. But if you're able to get the milk out, same thing with the chayel and the dam, get the chayel and the dam. The chayel is not ready. You have to get it out. The Moshe says, it's not going to be more.
Have you ever had
that
traditionally?
You do. It's a nechatecha. The meat is cooking. The whole piece of meat is cooking.
The milk never cooks.
No, it's part of the meat, and the whole thing is cooking. The whole, you're cooking, every time you cook, you're cooking the chaticha. The what is lach v'lach is the relationship to the two things. Lach v'lach don't create a chaticha v'lach in the Yavish in order to do it. So in order to make a cooking process, a lot of the chaticha is cooking.
It can't be
even seen as
from
a lach
right now.
So what's
the difference between a lach v'lach and lach
in
the
Yavish?
You're going to the
Yavish. Okay, what's the asking? What?
If there's no time in and out of a lach just gives up itself,
right.
Then you can never say that a lach is cooked. It
becomes,
it doesn't consider cooked. It can give into a yavi.
A lach to lach, I mean.
You can't have it either. It's not cooked. The lach is going into
the
yavi, right?
Well, the lach is cooking it. I mean. The piece of the meat is cooked now. Once the meat is cooked, it's done. Cooked. So there's one last thing I'm going to say. Give a question, but it's a pastor, is a John Kavish. There's a way because you have a pastor base. You take milk, put it in your pot for 24 hours. Now you go and you cook chicken 5 minutes later, but the chalav is not there. Why? Because kavish kama vishal is only by ifer. By heter, there's no such concept of kavish kama vishal. I was asking the Basil there. He says that there's no kavish kama vishal by heter, it's only going to be by ifer. What's that? The Yadidah, Masham, Dam, God explained that they want to say a kavish kama vishal is definitely low level. And the thing is, it's like a lower level Tom Kavish, not like Bishal Mamash. He says, if the thing is Heter, it's like a Tom Kavish. And Tom Kavish is not going to answer, like, not by not, right? Not at least Surah is going to be up there. And saying, well, Tira is going to be Mother, which is why, because it's Kavish, not by not. Then it's going to be Heter, it's going to be up there. And saying, well, Heter, it's going to be Mother. But it's Mashan, that's Mashan, that's Mashan, that's Mashan, that's Mashan, Tom Kavish, therefore, hold on, sorry. Therefore, it's not going to answer, and if you take a look and keep it for 25 hours and cook meat, but the Chavetz Chaim is going to do much. So I'm going to argue that another little chilek in the Chavetz Chaim, and they say that there's no chilek in Issa and Hester, and definitely there will be a din of Kavish Kavashal, but also by the din of that Taylor. So I'm going to keep a cut, right?
Right.
Okay, so after... Are you going now? What?
I asked four people if they wanted to go.
Okay, so...